and hides them in 50s and hides them in caves and all of that. And here comes Elijah. Elijah comes on the scene, and Jezebel, that was her prophets, an ungodly woman, very ungodly woman. I mean, opposes everything that was God. How many knows we're living in that time now? If you've ever seen opposition of anything that is good in God, you see it now. And it's coming on the scene. It's going to come on the scene. And the accuser of the brethren, just like with the children of Israel today, with Israel, they bummed them, you know. And I've been standing with Israel my whole Christian life. I give every... I helped build an orphanage with this church, helped build an orphanage over in Israel through John Hagee Ministries, Cornerstone. We started donating and we helped build an orphanage for the Jewish people over there. And the reason why I did, because God said, those that bless Israel, I will bless. And you know, Teresa talked about, I've even heard Christians this week, you know, I mean, it gets on their nerves. And I really never had thought about it, you know, in a manner that this Bible didn't come from Americans. It's come through the Jewish people, the Hebrews, the Jewish people over there. And that bothers some Christians when I say that. You know, well, you know, we need to stand with Israel because they gave their life to write this Bible. You know, now God inspired them and all of that, you know. And I've had people tell me all week when I would bring up that conversation, not a whole bunch of people, but they say, we're Israel. And I say, no, we're not Israel. We've been grafted in. We are spiritual Israel. On the spirit side, we got the same spirit, same God. He's one God in all, through all, and over all. And how many knows? There is no other God. There's not gods. They say they're gods. They say they say Muhammad and all of these things. They're not gods. There is not but one God. And then we got what is called the God of this world, Satan. He was actually made by God. And he dethroned himself from the heavens. And now you've got down here, you've got two kingdoms. There is not but two kingdoms, but there is only one God. I don't care what this world says. I don't care what they say over yonder in Hamas and all of them, that Buddha and all of them, they can pray to their dead gods all day. They're not even gods. They're figments of their imagination, deceived by demonic spirits, and believe that we Christians, that God, it is the one that is going to, there'll come, the Bible says, a falling away first. He said, then the man of sin, the man of perdition. He says, the one that opposes God and everything that is about God. That is the spirit that we are seeing come on the forefront in the last 4 years, 3 years, that is rising its head up because it has men and women and people and nations that will yield to it and give it power. And God this morning was, you know, I'm not one bit afraid of losing my life for Jesus. I don't want to die, Johnny. I'm not ready to go. And I'm not afraid they're going to come to my house and they're going to come in. My mind wants to imagine it because of the times that we are in and the borders that have been left open by ungodly people that is not standing for the principles that this nation has had for hundreds of years and not fighting for the God-given rights that God has placed on this nation and has let darkness come in through administrations and different things. But we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, and we're not ignorant. So these people that hate Christians that hate God, that hate good, that believe that they are sovereign and they gonna take over the world one day. They believe that. They waiting on that. They train for that. They train the little babies at young ages to shoot people and different things. Our mind can't comprehend that, but it happens over there. And these have been kept at bay through the powers and demonstration of God through governments for us. That would yield the right way, that would yield to the Constitution and all that stuff. I'm not a political guy, but I am a Bible guy. And I can very well see things coming on the scene that this Bible talks about. And that prophet that Teresa just shared, I mean, I had to not look at him back when I would listen to him. Because, I mean, he's long-haired. You know, he seemed a little weird. But his spirit bore witness with mine. He wasn't the package that I thought. Because I was raised up, got to have a haircut like Johnny nearly, and parted over to the side if you're going to be a preacher. I call it a Baptist haircut. I've been rejected in some churches because I part my hair in the middle and feather it back. I've did it my whole life. I mean, I would have a big fuzzy beard if it was okay with the Lord, but he wants me to look neat like Johnny. But see, this Antichrist spirit has been in the world. The Bible says in Ephesians, Paul told him in Ephesians, he said, this spirit that is now working in the disobedient children of God. And I just wrote this title down this morning. It's probably just for me. Which God will I follow? Which God will I follow? Will I follow the God of this world? Will I follow ungodly people that are following the God of this world? I'm not judging none of them. If you want your father to be the devil, that's your business. If I want my father to be God, that's my business and none of your business. And that's none of my business. If you want to go to hell, go ahead. I'm not going to try to stop you other than to tell you that Jesus made a way. And there is no other God under heaven whereby men might be saved other than the name of Jesus. He is the way and the only way. You've got major religions now that says every road leads to God. That is a lie straight out of the pits of hell. Every road don't lead to God. Now, God will pop in on every road a person's on to try to get them on the path that leads to God. And I am not going to be hoodooed by the God of this world, the majority wins. The majority don't win with me. The ones that follow God win with me. The majority, just because everybody thinks homosexuality is okay in this modern world now, I'm not going along with it because God will never go along with it. And that puts us out like marks us, that we are the troublemakers. No, our God's going to show up just like he did for Elijah when Elijah moved in on the scene. And he told him, he said, come on. He said, y'all come on down here. Come down here. He said, y'all bring the prophets of Baal here. He brought them. He said, we're going to make a sacrifice. He said, we're going to sacrifice. He said, and we're going to make an altar. He said, and you call on your God. He didn't say our God. He said, he made a distinction in there. He said, you call on your God, and then I'm going to call on my God. And the God that answers by fire. I thought, oh, yes, this is good, God. This stirred me up, and man, 28 years ago, Lord, when I read that, and I thought to myself, I'm going to serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I followed the God of this world. I followed false religion. I followed those that prophesied, thus saith the Lord, and the Lord hadn't said it using scriptures to try to destroy me and my life and my future. But I thought, thought this morning, I thought, oh, we're going to choose to serve you, God. I don't serve money. You don't serve sickness and fear. I'm not afraid of storms. Some people, I was talking to a brother yesterday, and I was talking about how that, when arthritis tries to come to me and blah, 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 you know, and everything, and he's, and I told him, I said, you know what? I said, I'm a weirdo to some. I said, but I ain't got none. I ain't got no arthritis. I ain't going to keep it. It comes to me. I'm not going to get old and fall asleep going down the road because I'm getting old, because I go along with all the crowd. I tell the Lord, no, Lord, I'm getting stronger. I told him when I was washing my hair this morning, I said, God, I thank you for the 50s anointing for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the 50s. See, I'm not going to serve the God of this world. You're washed up. You're blah, blah, blah. He tells you all that stuff to get you not to walk in the light as he is in the light. He don't want you to walk in, yes, I'm going to be financially free. Yes, the Bible says, oh, no man, nothing. And I won't one day. Thank you, Lord. He wants you going off crying like everybody else. Oh, God, if gas hadn't went up, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I had a savings going on. Now I've had to dip into it. No, God had you saving money so that he knew this was coming. And you had some money, so stop whining. Stop crying. See, now the enemy, I mean, they go in and they bomb Israel. And they behead children. I'm glad you don't watch the news, because you wasn't troubled by these graphic, ungodly, unthinkable to me how a man or somebody can chop a baby head off. I mean, that is... That's the kind of devil that's out there. That's the kind of God of this world that people are yielding to. He is relentless in killing, stealing, and destroying. And he's got bodies that is moving to do that. And then, you know, he's taking advantage of this weak administration that we have that is afraid to stand up and do whatever they need. Man, we got enough power to go blow them off of the map. Now, I'm not saying we should go, I mean, but we should have somebody in there that they're afraid if they make a move, but God, I mean, the president before this, and I'm not a Trump fan. You got it? I'm a God fan. I'm a Bible fan. I'm about the anointing on the man in there. Ain't no man smart enough to get us out of this mess. God brought Trump in, and the Obama administration had us in a big mess. And God anointed him to pull us out of that garbage, and then the other takes place. See, you don't want to be into politics. Well, you better get off of your sit down and don't understand no good bottom and start praying and believing and fasting and asking the Lord, what do we do over here? Number one, I've been praying for Israel every day. God, deliver their enemies into their hands. You know what they've done? See, Satan's dumb. I told the Lord, if he thinks that we're not wiser than him. He's went in, Hamas and them, orchestrated by Iran, has went in and built under the hospitals. Bunkered in under the hospitals. They got innocent people on top, and they're under them. That's why we got to pray. I told the Lord this morning, I said, God, the enemy thinks that they're wiser than your people. But the Bible says that we are, and Israel is wiser than their enemies, God. Your word says it, that they are wiser than the enemies. And God, I thank you that your wisdom will rise up in the leadership of Israel, God, and you will give them wisdom to draw them out. I'm telling you right now, I want Satan completely under my feet all the time. Well, now they just got on there, one of them out of Israel. I heard it. You won't hear it on Fox and CNN. See, Biden and all his garbage is not being told right now. Everything's eyes on over there, but not here. I'm not ignorant of what's going on. I'm keeping my eye on the goal. I'm keeping my eyes on Jesus. I'm watching Israel. They're going to win. You can't destroy that. That's God's place. They're so blinded they don't know it, so they're going to fall in their own trap. I mean, you've got Christians, oh, well, it's just none of our business over there. No, that Bible talks about Israel. That Bible talks about us being for Israel and supporting Israel. There's multitudes of churches right now that is sending aid to Israel, water, and sending food for the soldiers. And some of the soldiers didn't have enough vests because of this. This is the biggest attack that it's ever seen. Didn't have enough vests. So Daystar in down over here in the United States that stands for Israel just started asking people, would you give? And Daystar brought in thousands and thousands of dollars, and they sent it over there, and they said 100% will go there. And I said, thank you, Lord. And so they go over there and they buy them vests. They bought them bulletproof vests and stuff. But these soldiers don't care. They're out there without that. They're going out there and they are going to fight for their right to worship God. And God sent and supply and anointing them, praise God. Hallelujah. But here Elijah goes down there and he gives the bullock each and that they make it. But the Bible says that Elijah rebuilt the altar that was broken down. And God spoke to me right there. He said, the altar for people is their hearts. He said, your heart is an altar. He said, can keep sacrifices on the altar, talking to God and communicating with God. He said, but I want you to tell some today. You know, I don't know if it's y'all in here or out yonder. It don't make no difference, you know. Some people need to get their consecration back with the Lord. That's rebuilding that altar. Because, see, all of them was scared of Jezebel. All of them, darkness that was around them, and they had feared and all of that stuff. Why? Because their altar was broken. Their altar, they had quit making sacrifices to the Lord. They quit serving the Lord. They quit going to church. You think going to church is not popular anymore. Well, you're wrong. You are absolutely wrong. It is still popular to go to church. It is necessary to come together and assemble. I put it on Facebook this morning. I said, you need to go to church and find out what God has for your future. I told them, I said, just like Israel is fighting for their very existence, so is the United States of America and the church. See, just like Teresa made the statement, and it's not just a figment of her imagination, you know, I don't recognize the nation right now that I live in. I don't recognize it. Well, I'm just so busy caught up in life. That's what Satan wants you to be. He wants you so busy making a living, so busy taking care, so busy with troubles that you don't realize that things are slipping in on you. Slipping in on me, praise God. I upgraded one of my tractors and I'm moving it over to my brother's. But anyways, I'm telling you this for a reason. And Teresa, she you got to get off these tractors. We got other stuff to do up around in here. You know? And she said, you done been 2 weeks. Well, I'm getting it ready, Johnny. I'm changing oil and all the fluids and greasing it and, you know, and all of that stuff, you know. And I got done, you know, with it. And I thought, I got to get this thing out of here. And I'm going to load it, you know, I think this was Thursday or Friday. And I thought, well, why don't you paint the hood, you know, and all that stuff. And I said, no, I'm not doing nothing else. I got to get this up. I realized, Johnny, this thing's trying to distract me for another week, distract me for another month, you know, or whatever, you know. So we got to make sure that nothing's getting in there. The news can get, I'm telling you, you can't listen to too much of that news. They don't get you real information. They tell you what they want you to hear. You hear CNN and they slang Trump around like he's dirt. You listen to Fox, CNN and CNBC and CNN, they're against good. I don't care what you think. No, they can be trusted. With what? Give them your wallet then. Give them your safe. They're really trusted. Just call them on over there and tell them, here's my business. You know? I don't care if it is Trump or who it is. Don't do that to us. You tell the facts and we'll make our own decision. We make our own decision. I try to preach the Bible to you that you make your own decision. That I don't persuade you to be like me. I don't persuade you to be like us or blah, blah, blah. I preach the Bible. I minister the word. And you make your own choice. That's the way God is. He sent us his son. He said, I set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Choose life that you and your family will live. People think that that God don't exist. When he don't exist anymore, they ain't got no breath. I don't care what they think. No individual is alive, but because he lives, we are living. Because he put his spirit in us. Hallelujah. But I was telling that brother yesterday, I said, we don't have to be popular. Just be real with Jesus and be real. And if we find ourselves kind of getting off course in doctrine, just repent and get that thing right. I still believe in repentance today. I still believe in asking God, God, I'm sorry that I'm not perfect, Lord, that I'm not fully mature. God, I'm sorry that I don't pray as much as I need to, maybe and fast, God. God, I'm sorry. I still believe in asking God to forgive me. I still believe in that and receive it from the Lord. Hallelujah. But you know what? They went on and they called on their God a long time, Johnny. Day, all day long. They prayed and they prayed. Come on, come on. Yeah, maybe they're sleeping. Maybe he's too busy. Maybe he's studying, one of them said. One translation said, maybe he's on the commode. We ain't got a God that's too busy for us, Johnny. He's not a quiet God. He sat back and said, come on, y'all rise up. I need your hands. I need your feet. I need your heart. I need you to believe me so that I can show up and consume it with fire. Show up and show you some deliverance. I was going to Blount County Jail about years ago. And a couple of my brothers wanted to go with me. I prayed about it, you know, and I felt like it was all right. I told him, I said, all right. I said, we'll leave so-and-so Sunday. And so we go to the jail, you know. We're in the jail in there. And, to me it was normal, you know, for God to show up, man. I mean, you know, people's drawled over there and people over there, I ain't got all that Christian junk, and they're over there, you know. And they locked me in one time. And I'm like, hey, man, I believe that door just locked. It went clink. And I'm like, uh-oh. Like that, and I thought, well, bless God, if God be for me, who can be against me? You know, I got angels, because I'm going there and I'm thinking, angels are all around me. But God, y'all try to do something. Angels are, you know. See, I wouldn't let fear work. That fear stops angelic beings from being able to do what they need to do. And I mean, some of them said, well, man, I mean, you got, are you sure there's angels? And I said, well, I got to believe the Bible. That's all the evidence I got. I mean, it says it. Why would I not believe it? I mean, God set the stars and the moon and all that. I mean, what could they do? Choke me to death in there? To die is gain, so what have I got to be afraid of? You have to renew your mind to this stuff. Because Satan will cause you to see them coming in, slicing you up, taking your kids, you know, making you choose, renounce Jesus and all. Don't play those pictures in your head. You keep your faith in God that if they show up at your door, they will an angel with a flaming sword. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not afraid of that. Not afraid of that. But anyways, we come out of the jail, and both of my brothers had busting headaches, you know. You know, and moved in her, you know. And they're like, God, man. Whoa, what's wrong with y'all? What's happening? Well, we got migraines. Both of us got migraine headaches. And I thought, maybe you ain't anointed for the jail. I don't know, man. If God ain't told you to go, you ain't got no grace for it. That's true, though. I mean, to be led by the Lord, right? Well, they hear the things that God's doing through, man, winning people to Jesus and getting, you know, and all that stuff. I mean, this dude had his girlfriend from California. He was a federal inmate, and she's doing voodoo on him, and she's killing him, and he's over here. That witchcraft stuff does work if you let it through fear. I led him to Jesus and stopped all that for him. That absolute truth happened. I told him, I said, the only way, I can pray and run him out of here right now while I'm here. I said, but you got to give your heart to Jesus. I said, then the shield comes in, that shield of faith comes in. I said, then the witchcraft won't work anymore. I said, it's going to work. It can't work right now. I'm in this room. But when I leave, then the demonic spirits have power. Give his heart to Jesus. I come back, Dad had a letter down there. Tell that preacher to come up here. I led him to Jesus. And we rebuked that thing. I said, now don't you believe it'll work anymore. I said, God has delivered you from the powers of darkness. Witchcraft does not have any power. I preached to him, Johnny. Don't have no power over you. Them jailers are, he's weird. He's weird. Now I got that dude delivered. He wasn't weird no more. Walking down through there, and all of a sudden, I looked at that jailer. He's whining, man. I'm like, what's wrong with you, man? God, man, you're way bigger than me. You make three of me. He's like Goliath coming down through there. He's crying. I looked up there, and I said, what is it, man? Oh, my life is just in a wreck. Pastor, or evangelist, he didn't call me pastor. I wasn't pastor. And I said, well, you know, Jesus. I said, Jesus is the way, man. I mean, I'm getting to preach to the jailer. You know, I mean, the anointing on me and you runs Satan out. I mean, pray God. Now, the enemy over there, because they woke up the sleeping giant Israel, God in them, God causes them to be warriors for him. They got his Bible and his Bible promises, and they will not let them go. Now Hamas, they're slaying babies. They are the ones that are torturing. They planned that. That's a plan. And if you listen to it on TV, you will believe that Hamas has compassion. ISIS, Iran. This media that is coming into your house right now will convince you that Hamas and them are innocent people. That Israel is killing innocent people. Let me tell you what war is. Casualties of war. People get killed. If somebody comes to my house and they shoot me before they get to my family, if they don't shoot them, but if I shoot them first. See, we get out there, there's a false prophet out after we'd come out and they had massive headaches. I didn't know he's out there. My brother is pastoring a church. And he wants to have Friday night prophecy, end time prophecy teachings at his church. You know, and he was actually attending the church. But he says he's a prophet. And so Eddie's not going to let him do it because he don't agree with preaching the prophecies. Whether it's good or bad, I don't know. I didn't get into all that, you know. But this prophet, he's out there and he's parked pretty close to my truck. And he gets out and he said, hey. I looked and I thought, yeah. I said, ain't that your buddy, man? Oh, he's not my buddy. He wants to have, anyhow, he's mad. He said, hey. He said, I'm going home, and I'm going to call on God. Like that.
He said, I'm going to talk to God. I'm going home to talk to God. And it rose up on the inside of me, and I thought, God's right here in this parking lot, Jack. And so I told him, I said, let's just talk to him right now. I said, he's right here right now. My God's in me. My God is with me. And that dude, he just lost all expression. He got back in his car and left, and I thought, what happened? Dang, man, he's looking for a good thought, man. We got God on our side over here. If God be for us, who can be against us? That stuff is strong in you if you let it get in there, and it's not a figment of your imagination. Greater is he, the Bible says, that is in me and you than he that is in this world. And I told somebody the other day about the state trooper deal. I said, I've heard Satan for nearly 30 years tell me that blonde overhead door wouldn't make it. I said, and we still fly. And after 30 years, God has still got his hand on the will of God. I told him, I said, I've been in the will of God for 30 years. I said, in 30 years, I said, the will of God is still prospering me and blessing me and carrying me forward. So Elijah calls on. See, and that's where we are today, Johnny. By golly, our God's alive. And he's done conquered sickness and disease. He's done conquered divorce. Me and Teresa gets into a little squab, or something like that. Used to, I'd be like, oh my God, if something happened to us, I've got so much now, it's going to be a mess. You're going to have to go through all of this stuff and blah, blah, blah. She's going to take everything when she gets mad. She wants it all. And so I told Satan, I said, listen, idiot. I said, God raised us up, and God gave us all that we have. And the Bible says, freely I have received, freely give. So I told him, I said, I love her, even though if I didn't want her. I said, so if you mess with me and you do get to her somehow, I will give her all of it. And I will start again, and I will have two empires, Satan. Well, you got to think like that. You can't just think, oh my God, that things are terrible, because you will start to make wrong choices. So what? Let them attack over there. Let them leave. They're not going to leave the borders open long. God sees everything that filters in. It filters into the, he knows everywhere a cockroach might be. Praise God. And so they called on him. He called on God and fire fell. Hallelujah. I seen that back down yonder, and I'm asking the Lord about in that time, and he's no different. He's a God that don't change. Teresa been teaching us about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's a God that don't change. And you know what? I'm down there, and I'm asking the Lord. I'm like, Lord, where's this power, God, that I see in all of these? I want it, God. Where's it at? I want this power where I will go in the lines then and lay my life down for you, Lord. I want that, God. My mind tells me I won't do it, God, but I want it. He said it's in you. He said that power's in you. He said now you rely on that power. Now go to church and Bradley preaches a sermon right after that. See, if you really want God, you really want to know God, God will get you the nuggets you need. He'll get the impartation to you in times that you don't think nothing about it. It'll just happen. Hallelujah. And then it'll fire you up. I'm only serving God today because he's kept my foot from stumbling. He's kept me all these times. He's kept me when I was in fear. He kept me when I was partially disobedient in things and give me space and all of that stuff. Hallelujah. It's still helping me today. And so then I go and I say, oh, you're right. Bradley, go to church. And he said, have faith in the seed in you. And I thought, that's what God said. Have confidence. And I left there and I thought, oh, Jesus, you're in me. I'm pregnant. I went around saying I'm pregnant, Johnny. Yeah, and people would say, are you? That'd be a miracle if you're pregnant. Well, they're thinking natural. And I said, no, man, I'm not going to have babies. I said, I'm pregnant. I got pregnant by the Holy Spirit. I'm still pregnant. But you know what? I've been birthing little Jesuses everywhere. Birthing fruit. I've been helping people get saved and get redeemed, get their finances straightened out. All that good stuff. Well, down here, and here comes a natural circumstance. I'm going out on the street. And why I'm saying this, see, it's not about that I was called in the ministry. I've seen this happen in my natural life. You're not separate from your ministry. The gift is different. The gift operates for the body. But the anointing of God's in our life all the time. And the principles of God are, you know, they work all the time. If we get them, you know, that's right. And so a thunderstorm, and I told Trey, I'm going on the streets, and I work in public then. And that's how come people can't tell, I just don't have time. Don't tell me you don't have time. I went to church regular, full time. I did ministry at church full time. And I worked from 5 to 5 about every day. And I went to the Coleman City. All this happened in 1 week. I went to the Coleman City jail. I went to the Coleman County jail. I went to church full time. I had a street ministry that I did through the winter on Friday night. I had a Blount County jail ministry that I did on Thursday night and still kept my family sane. So don't give me that, you ain't. The anointing, the grace of God, whatever the will of God is. And he anoints that, and he gives you favor and gives you ability and gives you grace. Well, I'm there and turn the news on, and there's a thunderstorm that's not going to stop, non-stop rain. I thought about this morning. I thought, God, Elijah called on you, and you showed up by fire. And you burnt, I mean, they wet it down. I mean, 3 times they soaked the wood, soaked the offering, soaked everything. Imagine, it's dug around, they filled it up with water. And the fire licked the water up, the Bible says. Dried it up. Yeah, burned the rocks up. The Bible says God is a consuming fire. Well, he comes down and we let him consume our life. The fire of God drives out poverty, drives out sickness, drives out fear and lack, hallelujah. And raises up a boldness on the inside of me and you, just like Johnny, I got an agreement with him. We rebuke that over Lisa. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We command her to live and not die and declare the glory of God. Seeing the natural things can look impossible. And you know, we got to stay out of our emotions with that stuff. And bless God, I've been telling the Lord all the time, God, you're going to make yourself real through her. You're going to bring your healing power in her lungs and in her bones and all of that. And one day, she's just going to rise up in the name of Jesus. And I've heard people with situations like, you shouldn't give people false hope. That Bible ain't false hope. Our God is not a false hope. Our God is real. Our God still shows up with sickness and disease. Whatsoever things we desire, when we pray, believe that we receive it and we'll have it. This Bible ain't changed. This world is changing. I mean, there was all over the streets of New York and other cities chanting, kill them all. Death to America. I thought, if I was the president of this United States, I'd go over there and I'd put a little cherry bomb right in the middle of that. Tell, stand up. Hey, this is the United States. In God we trust over here. But some Christians, oh God, they'd be able to behead me out there. We better not say nothing. I mean, the majority rules. No, the majority don't rule. Gideon goes down, and God, and he's needing more and more. And Gideon goes down, and God said, the ones that's ready, the ones, when they're watching, he said, the ones that just goes to church, and they might show up or not. He said, them's not the ones you can put on the front line. So are you faithful? Can we put you on the front line? Would you go to jail for Faithway Christian Center? Would you go to jail? Would you, if the cops comes up and I send you out there, I put little Richard Lloyd to the test. I thought I ain't got time for these cops, man. I got to preach. This might be the day that I go to jail, but that's fine. But God, but Richard's going to handle that because I got to get in here and start praying for these people. And I ain't got time to be distracted by the police officers. So I told Richard, I said, the cops are out there. He went, I said, get out there and see what they want. He said, I said, go on, man. I said, I ain't got time for that. Man, we got to start. I said, get out there and see what they want. He goes out there. He's nervous. And the cop's out there. I told Zach the other day, somebody called law. You're walking around, you know, out here messing. He's at church, and they called a law. Somebody called it on Beth. She drives up, going to get her jacket. Yeah, and the law comes up, checking her out. Did you get nervous, Beth? See, that's what I'm saying. Or if you got to get bold, Beth, tell them, what y'all doing up in here? Man, I own this place. What do you mean you own it? Yeah, this is my church. Praise God, it belongs to me. Everything's God's mine, right? Hallelujah. So I come back in. I said, what they need, Richard? I was just wondering what was going on. I said, well, praise God, it's a good thing. I said, because I'd have come got you out of jail out of a while because I ain't going nowhere. Well, are you willing to go to jail? Paul was. Bible shows up in the book of Acts. See, we're not going to run when things get tough on this earth, bless God. We facing our little trials right now. They're not little, they're big, but you know what I'm saying. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial that's to come on you and try you like some strange thing has happened to you. Buddy, when a trial comes my way, I'm like, ha ha, woo, yeah, baby. When I'm really aware of it, what's going on, I just say, glory to God, hallelujah, another opportunity to serve God. Went in the other day because of that one company up there putting pressure on me, you know. So I started doing some things, you know, and I walked in there, I guess Thursday, Friday. Now, he's lost without God. He needs Jesus, but he knows I'm a Christian and a pastor, you know. And so he's in there, and I said, yeah. I said, yeah, go ahead and do whatever I said. I said, where Ronnie don't call me every morning. They calling over here and Raising Cane. But I did it in a squeaky voice. I was letting my voice be heard gently. Don't do that to me. So I'm taking care of the enemy by using wisdom. We use wisdom, but I'm not afraid to tell him, don't call me with that hogwash again. You know? See, I warn Satan a time or two sometimes. You better back off. You better back off, for you would have wished you had not messed with me financially, Jack. You better back off while you're doing good. Well, we don't want to get Satan stirred up. Satan been stirred up. When he was kicked out of heaven, made him mad. When he wanted to exalt himself above God and wanted to set on, he's going to set up a temple in Jerusalem. And he's going to set in that temple one day. And he's going to exalt himself like he is God. The Bible says in the last days that false Christ shall arise and deceive many. False prophets shall arise. And to say, how are we going to know? We got the spirit of truth. We inside of us, we discern. We discern the spirits that are coming from. We discern. We're able to discern. Well, ain't been a concern, man. You will. Don't be panicking. Just keep following, marching on, soldier. Just march on, and then you know when something comes up that ain't God, it won't bear witness. You'll be like, ooh, I gotta get away from that. God, I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't feel good. No, you just wasn't bearing witness, and that grieved your spirit, and get off of it. I get around some people today, and I'm like, ooh, I gotta get away from them. I mean, I get away real quick. I don't say nothing. I get away from them, praise God, because it ain't bearing witness in here. It's actually grieving my spirit. Some Christians ain't deep enough to know it. They just get around those spirits and they just give in. Yeah, that's the way I feel. God, it's getting worse every day. Yeah, it is for me too. I don't know why God's doing this to me. God ain't doing nothing. God is a good God. Y'all say it. God is a good God. Praise God. So you know what? Praise the Lord. Pray for Israel. Believe God for wisdom for Israel. Hallelujah. But you know what? We're fighting for the very existence of our nation. And like Teresa said, I believe if it don't turn around, we will get it. God is a big God. If it keeps going the way it is right now, this nation won't be a nation like we know it in 5 more years. But God is a good God. And God is going to turn things around. Just like Teresa said, when we intercede and we stand up. When we stand up and lift him up, the Bible says if he be high and lifted up, he would draw men to himself. But you know, take care of your battles at home. Deal with them quickly. Deal with them, praise God. You got an issue at home, get it covered under the blood, wipe that thing down, praise God, and say, I'm just going to enjoy the ride till I see the glory. Just like Monty said, going through various trials, praise God, he said, I'm going to praise the Lord right now because I'm going to see the end of it. That's the way you got to do it. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you and thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father.